Did you watch the federal leadership debates last week?
No, because I was at Canmore Planning Commission.
Oh, okay.
I've watched some of the highlights. Mm-hmm. But given that this is a 79-day total campaign, I think that we should have multiple debates with all candidates. So I'm looking forward to that.
Before the election was officially announced, like the weekend and the week before, they handed out giant checks everywhere across the country. And there were definitely a few funding announcements here, including in Banff National Park. You know, some of the projects had actually been announced before, but they made a big deal of like re-announcing them.
I've never seen the municipal government do it, but provincial and federal governments really love to re-announce announcements.
Yeah.
And make it seem like they're doing something in addition to what they already said they are doing. And you see right through it. It's a complete political ploy. Several hundred announcements made in the week prior to the election being called. They knew they were going to call it and they wanted to get all this stuff through. You have the site guidelines for Lake Louise Ski Hill.
Right.
That was approved and quietly announced with a press release that wasn't actually sent out to any members of the media.
Wow.
And the same day, there was $28.4 million announced for Parks Canada sites in Alberta. And that's a lot to do with the Lake Louise area. One sentence in particular in that press release, implementing transit in Lake Louise. This is good news because we are on this path already with Rome and the Bow Valley Regional Transit Commission. We are heading towards more regional transit, more transit in Canmore and transit in Lake Louise. And that's what this would be, actual transit within that community, connecting the attractions as well as the town site.
That's interesting because, you know, Lake Louise is so much farther from Banff than Canmore to Banff is. So it seems like a longer connection and a little bit more logistically challenging.
One day we hope, I think, to see a lot more transit in this region. And that, I think, will make us a greater draw to visitors who want to come here but don't want to rent a car or want to park their car and get around on foot. The only problem is that what exactly this money is for and how much there is, because that $28 million is broken down to a lot of different things. There's a new interchange and arrival scenario for Lake Louise. There's some wet water and wastewater plant stuff. There's Banff National Park gates on the Icefield Parkway, campground improvements. But because there's an election, I can't tell you how much money or what kind of transit, because Parks Canada as a federal agency won't be allowed to speak to anything unless it's about imminent personal danger until after the election. Mm. So I think we can look forward to absolute silence on what's happening in our national parks for the next 60 days, because why would we care or want to know? We only live here.